Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for joining us for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Bobby and I love these, and I hope you'll look forward to a brand new lineup that starts the first week of January. Rhonda McMahon is going to join us on Wednesdays and bring a fresh voice and a super bright female voice to our audience. I look forward to that. Please share these with your social media friends. But today, let's talk about the clausification of Christmas. I mean, first, let me get this disclaimer out here. I'm a big fan of Santa Claus, all right? Me and Rudolph were buddies, you know? I mean, the whole fact that little elf dude that needed to be a dentist, you know, me and him are good. The abominable snowman, I'm all about it. But the purpose in this time in our podcast isn't to criticize the commercialization of Christmas. It's to maybe give us a different related topic, and that is this. How important is religion, or how important is faith to Americans? I read this early this morning that in the latest Pew Research Center report, 20% of those surveyed name religious faith as the most important source of meaning in their life. Now, here's the good news. Religion received more votes than any source except family. Here's the bad news. In a nation where 72% of the population identifies as Christian, a large majority of those claiming to follow Jesus don't find meaning in life primarily from their relationship with Him. Now, He may be part of their lives, but He's not central to them. I think we ought to take a look at this one question, and it's hard to think in this terms, but how should we get along with God? Of all of life's priority, which should come first? And here's God's answer found in Jeremiah chapter 9, beginning in verse 23. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast in his strength, let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let him who boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that he understands and knows God. Scripture, over and over again, emphasizes the importance of putting the Lord first in our lives. God doesn't share his glory. If he did, he would be committing idolatry. I read this, but I've also heard a preacher of old make this statement. If you want to get along with God, stay off of his throne. Isn't it great? I mean, you think about that. A single-minded commitment to God the Father runs counterculture in this secular world that we inhabit. It's fine if you want to make Jesus part of your life, but if you choose to make him your Lord and tell others they should do the same, well, you risk being branded as some kind of intolerant boob, you know? But consider Santa. I mean, who doesn't love Santa? From Merry Christmas to Happy Holidays, Santa is the perfect symbol for American religion. He's a kindly grandfather figure who has, as you know, a tummy that you rub, and he visits us to give us presents and then retreats to leave us alone. And we have a transactional relationship with him. As the song says, you know, he knows when you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You know how many times my mom had to sing that to me when I was a kid? I was always on the bad list, and mom had to remind me of that. But yeah, back to the story. The Santa Clausification of Christmas doesn't end with Santa. Our culture has turned Merry Christmas into Merry Xmas and Happy Holidays. Christmas music specials are all over television, but if this year is like the past years, very few of them will even have a passing reference to the birth of Jesus. You know, my point is to encourage us and our own families to take back this season by truly just looking at it in a different lens. Let's adopt a model like a missional strategy this Christmas. I mean, let's begin with ourselves. We must know Jesus before we can make him known, so make time for Jesus each day. I mean, the psalmist said in chapter 46, verse 10, be still and know that I am God. Let's meet with him in worship. Let's meet with him in prayer. Let's meet with him in meditation and make your life the Bethlehem of Jesus. I want to encourage you, friend, that while it's wonderful to celebrate tradition, boy, let's move past religion and let's celebrate relationship that Jesus came, and it wasn't for the clausification of America, it was for the salvation of America and all people who would receive this message of good news. My friend, the Merry Christmas story is it doesn't have to stop with Santa. It actually started with Jesus. It actually stays with Jesus. And through the rest of our lives, it will hinge on the fact that Jesus, the Son of God, came that we might have life and have it in abundance. And my favorite part is that we have it for eternity. Merry, Merry Christmas. I hope we'll see you this Sunday night, December 9, for the Sounds of Christmas. We'll gather at 5 p.m. in the Worship Center, and we'll have a festive celebration of great Christmas classic music. Please grab your friends, grab your neighbors, and we'll see you on the 9th at 5 p.m. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.